You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You may well have seen Chinese flags and supporters lining Simon Street for the past 2 days. Well, it's because the Chinese premier is in town. But other than staying at the Langham, he's also been meeting with Bill English to discuss trade relations. For more on this, I filed this report.
It's given me great pleasure to welcome Premier Li Keqiang, Madam Chang Hong, and a number of the Premier's senior colleagues to New Zealand. We are two countries that are far apart in distance and size, but growing ever closer in the things that matter: personal relationships, cultural ties, economic ties, and business. Premier Li's visit marks 45 years of diplomatic relations and comes 3 years after our comprehensive strategic partnership was launched. This morning, we discussed a range of bilateral issues. We also exchanged views on a range of regional and international matters of mutual interest, including the importance of regional stability and the benefits of free trade.
Yes, New Zealand is currently hosting China's Premier Li Keqiang, who is largely associated with establishing China's economic policy. And economy did seem to be a theme for his talks with Prime Minister Bill English yesterday. The free trade agreement New Zealand has with China will be the focus of an upgrade, with talks held at the end of April. Bill English says new initiatives will create mutual benefit through cooperation on climate change action, access for New Zealand chilled meat to China, and plans to cooperate in the Pacific on fisheries and development. Through a translator, Li says he was pleased with the visit, which is his third to the country, but the first in his role as premier.
I have felt the results of the rapid development of our bilateral relations. I have also felt the important benefits that FTA has delivered to our two peoples. The purpose of my visit this time is to work together with New Zealand to strengthen bilateral relations.
But much of the trade-focused talk was on the two countries' history with steel. After the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment announced it was launching a probe into alleged steel dumping from China, New Zealand was told that trade reprisals may be taken if the investigation went ahead. On this matter, Li denied any wrongdoing.
China does not accept wastes from other countries. China will also not dump wastes in other countries. If there are some illegal companies doing such things, then the two countries can work together to combat this kind of rule-breaching and immoral practices.
He later launched on the offensive, equating New Zealand's large dairy exports to China's alleged dumping of weakened steel.
50% of China's dairy products imports are from New Zealand, but we haven't said that New Zealand is dumping dairy products in China.
Li says only 10% of China's steel is exported, and currently they have such a local excess that they've started phasing out production across the country. Responding to Li's comments in a media stand-up following the address, Bill English didn't have much to say on the matter.
We understand it's a sensitive issue for China. There's other cases around the world of a similar nature. It's in our official process. That's arm's length from government, and it'll be seen through to a conclusion according to the, you know, the official processes.
Were you surprised, though, that he mentioned steel dumping and then went on to mention New Zealand's high level of dairy imports?
Oh, no, not particularly. I mean, I think you got a sense of the, you know, robustness of the relationship. These are issues that get talked about in pretty testing ways, and that's as it should be.
For BFM News, Cormac Smith, tēnā.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.